Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is the open session of the Pacifica National Board on Sunday, January 10th, 2009. It is now 10:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm calling this meeting to order. Richard, our secretary will call the roll, please.
Sean O'Brien. Sean O'Brien. Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Rico Ross.
Who was that again? That's not funny, is it?
Rico Ross.
Gosh.
George Ryder.
Wow.
Sandra Rollins.
Here.
Wendy Shrell. Susan Young.
Sean Gacy O'Brien's here. And I don't know if you're calling roll or not.
Gotcha. Susan Young. Mia Bediaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burton. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Jim Brown. Jim Brown. AC Bird.
Here.
Lizette King.
Yes, I'm here.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
David Beaton. Ifeo Wangaza.
Ife, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Sherry Gindelman.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Here.
Joe Gonzalez. Joe Gonzalez.
Sorry, here.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Here.
Wendy Shrell. Susan Young. Carolyn Burton. Jim Brown.
Here.
David Beaton. Madam Chair, you have and Arlene is here too, right?
Yes, I am.
And Ricardo, you're still there? Ricardo? Are you still around, Ricardo? And how about LaVarne? Okay, Madam Chair, you have a...
Okay. Now, the next thing on the agenda is agenda approval, and I think we should take a close look at this agenda since it's so late in the evening and decide what issues are time-sensitive and must be taken up tonight.
Madam Chair, Sandra?
Yes, Sandra.
I would like to move that we put the proposal from Arlene for revenue control and accountability is the first thing that we address on this agenda.
I object.
Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Grace. This just got otherwise fell off.
Okay.
Jamie? This is Jamie?
Yes, Jamie.
Yeah, I have an item that actually is extremely time sensitive.
Exactly.
Our LSB, we don't know who our delegates are. We've
That's
actually,
right.
the LSB had a meeting a few weeks ago, and it got kicked up to the PNB to determine who one of the delegates, how to see a vacancy, because it's somewhat confusing, and we actually need to get this handled tonight because the LSB delegate meeting is this Wednesday, so hopefully we could do that item first. It shouldn't take...
Madam Chair, a substitute motion.
Yeah, that
wouldn't
be
take
a substitute motion to take that up first.
Yeah, to take that up first, followed by Arlene's
seven.
Motion.
Yes. Okay.
Did we get second?
Yes,
second.
Obviously you're seconding that.
Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I'm not hearing everybody clearly.
No, that's okay. Is there any objection to Jamie's motion to take this up as the first order of business tonight?
It's my motion in favor of Jamie.
Okay. All right. And Jamie, you seconded, I assume.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any, hearing no objections, why don't we, we'll have that as the first order of business, taking precedence.
Okay. I would.
Over everything else, with the second order of business being, the second order of business being Arlene's recommendation. Okay? I believe that's all we can get to tonight at the maximum, and then we will need to have a continuation meeting probably next Friday night. Anyway, I would, at this point, entertain a motion to accept this agenda as revised.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to...
Who made that motion?
A.T.
Andrea Turner.
Okay, thank you.
So now let's start. We will forego everything except this. We have no minutes anyway. So Jamie, why don't you motivate this motion, the status of a local station board new member transition?
Okay, yeah, I have a motion here. The PNB directs WBAI-LSB/Board of Delegates to use the 2009 election list in filling the vacancy created by the resignation of R. Paul Martin on 11/30/2009. And if I could have a second, I could motivate it.
Second.
Second.
Okay, what the story is, we have sort of a weird snafu on our board. One of our members, R. Paul Martin, resigned on midnight, 11/30/09, because he wanted to leave himself a full year of eligibility so he could run again. He's been on the board since the beginning. He was one of the people that won a one-year term, so actually he, in the same way as Grace, his term actually lasts till November of next year. He would have had to get off the board in February this year because of term limits, but he decided to resign voluntarily on November 30th of 2009. At that point, the new election had not been completed or certified. The next event that happened was the election was certified, which I believe happened on 12/16 or thereabouts, 12/17. Then the LSB met on 12/23, which was the first meeting since this resignation of R. Paul Martin, and when the first meeting when the vacancy was noted. And the first runner-up of the newly certified 2009 election, this is a staff seat, by the way, the first runner-up was seated to that vacancy. However, some LSB members called a point of order and said that the 2007 list should be used because the resignation happened before the election was completed. Our chair denied that point of order, but his ruling was not sustained. So the first runner-up had to leave the board, and at that point, as I understand, a motion was passed to ask the PNB for advice as to what to do. I believe, actually, it's something of a gray area if you look technically at the bylaws. You could probably make an argument for either list. I believe that the right move is to use the 2009 list. It's clearly the most recent list. It best reflects the will of the voters, which is the point of this whole exercise in elected boards, to have boards that reflect the will of the voters. Further, the vacancy was not noted officially in a board meeting until after the new election was certified. At that time, according to the bylaws language, it would be clear that we would have to use the new list. So that's why there's other arguments perhaps people want to make on this issue, but those are the arguments I would like to bring.
All right, let's have some discussion. Anyone like to jump in? Go ahead.
It's actually not when the notice was given it was actually when the resignation took place that has bearing on whether or not what election should be used. Now, according to the bylaws, Article 4 in Section 5, it very clearly tells you that it's from the last election of the delegates for that class of members for that station who was elected. And Casey Peters, the term limits of 2007, he clearly stated that delegates who were elected to a short term on the local station board in February 2004, then subsequently re-elected to a full term later in 2004, vacating office prior to the election class A. Pardon me. I hear a lot of voices in the background.
Your phone is breaking up.
Because there's a lot of people talking. You know, as soon as I start speaking, then my phone starts breaking up. Why that is, I don't know. And if vacating office prior to the election's class date in 2009 would be replaced by the alternate next in line from the 2007 election. I mean, the bylaws are quite clear. There's no gray here. It is crystal clear that that's where the next runner-up should come from. And the motion passed by the local station board, I was there, is that Ricardo gives an opinion on this, and that's what the chair should have done. So I'd like to hear what Ricardo has to say about this.
Okay, if you'd like to, Ricardo, you can either answer that now or wait till there's more discussion.
That's what the motion board said.
I'm not ready to answer that. I mean, I think this is an issue for the board to determine.
Thank you. All right, we'll go on to the next person on the stack, and that's Lizette.
Grace.
One thing.
Pardon me?
It's just short. I have a substitute motion, and it reads, the PNB directs the WBAI local station board of delegates to use the 2007 election list in filling the vacancy created by the resignation of R. Paul Martin on November 30th, 2009. I'd like to get a second, please.
Second.
Okay. So we'll have continue with the stack. Lizette is next on the stack.
Can you send that to us?
I asked to be on the stack. I guess he didn't hear me.
Okay, I didn't hear you. So Lizette and then Leslie.
Can I ask one question before I make my comment? Jimmy, this person is replacing Paul, whose term expired in February.
Actually, his term doesn't expire until, well, I guess his term expires in February, yes.
That's right. I was in a similar situation.
He resigned.
I just, sorry?
But he did resign.
He didn't.
No, he did.
That's what I'm asking. So he resigned. Even if he did resign, you know, without wanting to run again, he would have had only 2 months left.
Yeah.
Good. My understanding of people being replaced on the board when they resign or they've been expelled off the board is that whoever comes on would serve that person's the remainder of the term they would serve until the next election. So in any case, even if you had used the 2007 to replace our Paul, by the next election that person is out. So why are we debating this? I do not know. We had an election. The 2009 election happened. So that supersedes any kind of alternative from the 2007 list. So this alternate motion is out of order.
Okay, thank you. Next on the stack is Leslie.
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, I received notice from R. Paul Martin, I believe on December 1st, and I also received a letter on November 28th from Les Radke regarding a situation here. And let me read this. He says, actually, the bylaws clearly state that the seat from the last election shall be used to replace candidates. Since the KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, and WPFW staff and listener elections are completed and certified, they are the elections we look at. New York is a special case. The election there has not yet taken place. Therefore, the last election is still to be used for the next unseated candidate. The seating of candidates and the election of candidates are actually separate. For example, to be morbid, if a candidate is elected and then dies before being seated, that candidate would be replaced with the election that just took place. Obviously, in this letter, he makes an exception because of the late certification date of WBAI. Given that R. Paul gave notice to everybody under the sun, if he got it to me, frankly, I believe that Les's ruling holds there exactly as he states it.
Wendy, on the stack? Leslie, can you please read that, what Les said again?
Yeah, this was in regard to our discussion about Luis Cabrales, actually, okay? He says, actually, the bylaws clearly state that the seat from the last election shall be used to replace the candidate. Since the KPFA, KPFK, KPFT, and WPFW staff and listener elections are completed and certified, they are the elections we look at. New York is a special case. The election there has not yet taken place. Therefore, the last election is still to be used for the next unseated candidate. This went out on November 28th, or at least that's when I received it.
Okay. Next,
Jamie has a point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
What does that mean, replace candidates? We're talking about replacing a delegate. I don't know. I don't understand what that means.
There was a similar situation here where Grace resigned, and there was a question about whether the 2007 or 2009 person took their place. And this was Les's ruling that gave it, in our case, to the 2009 person, but with the exception, the noted exception, of WBAI. I'll be happy to forward this to everybody if you want it.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
me too.
Okay, I think that answers your point of information. Now, let's see who else. Who was next on the stack? I'm sorry.
Wendy. Wendy. Had Wendy.
Okay. No, I think Wendy's last, but I just want to make sure you have me.
Okay.
And Kathy.
Do you want to be last?
No. I just don't think I was next.
Okay.
I don't need to be
I've
last.
I lost my place on the stack. But anyway, Kathy.
Madam Chair, I just want you to know that Rico's on the call.
Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to respond to the information introduced by Leslie from the election supervisor, which made an exception for BAI because the election wasn't completed and certified. But at the point we were at our LSB meeting, the election was in fact completed and certified. And there's no reason to single out BAI from the other stations that were certified at the point that they sat at their meetings and elected their delegates. So I don't feel that this letter is at all relevant in excluding WBAI or putting us in some special case, because the letter was written based on a condition, a particular point in time, which was well before our LSD meeting. And so I just wanted to make that point that the letter is not relevant.
Okay, thank you. Wendy, you're next.
Well, the way I saw the whole thing go down, because I am on all these email lists and I watched it all happen, so I saw this resignation, and then I saw that there was no meeting of the WBAI board until there was, and then when there was, that was the point at which, in my mind, you decide how to replace the person who resigned. So if he resigned, you know, before a meeting,
then there was a meeting. Then at that meeting, that was when you see who to replace him with, and by then the meeting was the election was certified. So
exactly.
It seems to me there's no question that you replaced them with the 2009 list.
Okay. Is there anybody else who'd like to discuss this?
Can't do it mid meeting.
That's a full thunder thing. Okay. Would you like to call the question? Who's that?
Call a question.
Okay. Anyone second that?
Which question, though?
This is a closed debate.
You can call the question
on all pending motions.
Aren't we at time?
Second. Yeah, you've got about a minute and 13 seconds left,
okay,
but I second
fine.
The calling
Why
of the question.
Why don't we just go to a vote, then? We'll vote first on Nia's substitute motion. Richard, why don't you take a roll call vote on this?
Okay.
Anna, can you read the motion?
Point of order, Grace.
Yes.
A point of order, this is Nia. I made the substitute. I don't recall getting a chance to motivate it.
I believe you did speak to it. But if you'd like a minute, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want, when you talked about there was no meeting, that you would decide that on the night of the meeting, obviously that can't be possible. Because when would you notify the person? While we're sitting in the room, we call up and say, you know, hey, you so-and-so, come on down to the meeting. The meeting has already started. That doesn't make any sense. You have to notify the person before. As a matter of fact, the meeting date was switched to the 23rd. That was not the original date.
Ooh. Okay. Thank you, Nia. Richard, why don't you go to read Nia's substitute motion, and then we'll go take a vote on it. Roll call vote.
Okay, the substitute motion on seating of WBAI delegates, the PNB directs that the WBAI-LSB Board of Delegates to use the 2007 election list in filling the vacancy created by the resignation of R. Paul Martin on 11/30/09.
Okay. Go ahead, take the vote. Take the roll.
All those in favor, let's see, Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burton.
This is the 2007 list?
Yeah.
2007.
No. I vote no.
Okay. Kathy Davis.
No.
Jamie Ross.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
A.C. Bird.
Yes.
Lizette King.
No.
Billy Ray Edwards. David Beaton. David, you there? Fia Wangaza.
No.
Sherry Gindelman.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Sherry, was yours a yes or a pass?
No, mine was a yes.
Okay, thank you. Andrea?
Sí, como no. Sí, yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rollin?
No.
Wendy Strell?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Billy Ray Edwards passed?
No, no.
You only get one no.
David Beaton's here.
Okay, David, what you know what they're voting on?
Yes, I vote no.
Yes, you vote no, okay. So that's 7-4 and 14 against.
Good. All right. Now let's take a vote on the main motion. Jamie, can you read the main motion?
Hold on one second.
Or Richard, can you read it?
I don't think I have.
Wait, I have it here.
Okay, status of local station board of New Mexico.
Yeah, I have it. I have it, Greg. The PNB directs the WBAI LSC/Board of Delegates to use the 2009 election list in filling the vacancy created by the resignation of R. Paul Martin on 11/30/09.
Okay, take the roll call vote, please, Richard.
Okay, Jim Brown.
No.
D.C. Bird.
Pass.
Josette King.
Yes.
What a beautiful building.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza.
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman. Sherry Gindelman.
No.
Okay. Bonnie Simmons.
In the bylaws, guys, no.
Andrea Turner.
Yes, in the bylaws, no.
Joe Gonzalez.
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
People are misreading the bylaws, yes.
please just vote. Leslie Radford.
No.
Rico Ross. Rico.
Here we go.
Can't hear you, Rico.
Yes.
Is that a yes? Okay. George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rollin.
Yes.
Wendy Terrell.
Yes.
Susan Young.
Yes.
Tia Bediako.
Absolutely not.
Is that a no?
Absolutely not.
Is that a no?
What do you think, Richard? Come on.
Richard, it's a no.
I'm not doing this. Hey, excuse me. This is a point of information. I need a yes or a no or an abstain because this is the record. And if it's somebody's idea of what was said, it may not be what was said. So please give me a yes, no, or an abstain. Thank you.
Agreed.
Carolyn Bird.
Yeah, Rich, I do. This is me. You're absolutely correct. My answer is no.
Thank you, correct.
That's fine. No.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be correct for a change. Kathy Davis.
Yes. Richard, I was interrupted. Did you get my yes?
I got a yes. Carolyn Burton. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Did you get a yes for a seer?
I did.
Thank you.
14 yes. 16 no. No, I mean, okay. 6 no. Sorry. 16
okay.
No.
You record
my vote as no.
Stop it. I missed AC. I'm sorry.
Okay,
it's 14-7.
Okay, this motion passes. Richard, as secretary, I know you won't have time to make the minutes up by tomorrow, which is, I believe, when the WBAI meeting is going to be.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday, or even before Wednesday. Can you just send the motion to the PNB and to the WBAI LSC chair, or designate me or Jamie to do so?
I can do whatever you want me to do.
What's best for you, Richard, just so it gets communicated out, reported out of this open session?
I'll send it to them.
Okay, so send it to the PNB and the... And Mitchell Cohen, the chair of the WBAI LSC. All right,
okay,
we're going to move.
I'd like to move
that in addition to the motion previously passed, that we refer this to the National Election Supervisor for his decision.
What?
Yeah, it's done. Point of order.
Second.
We're out of order. We've already taken the vote on this issue. There's another item on the agenda.
It's a separate, motion, George.
No, but you're off the agenda.
This is a separate motion.
There's no more time
for this agenda item. If you want to
add
an item to the agenda, if you want to extend time for this particular agenda item.
Grace, I made the motion and it was seconded before you called time. That way
I already had moved on to reporting this out.
Yeah, and point of information, it takes a two-thirds vote to change the agenda, correct?
I did not ask to change the agenda. I simply asked for a motion to be put on the floor in the interim between discussion of motions and before time had been called on this item.
Out of order.
The member wasn't recognized to speak.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay.
I raised the point of order. Grace, you just need a rule on it. We can take a vote on it if people object.
Okay. I had already moved on to in a transition to the next agenda item, just so that could, as I know that Richard is having trouble with his computer, a way for this particular motion to be reported to the LSB that needs it in a timely fashion. And then I was going to go directly to the next agenda item, which is motion, the recommendation from our executive director, Arlene Engelhardt. We're out of time for this agenda item at any rate. So we're going to... I'm ruling that we move on to the next agenda item now. Arlene, can you read to us your recommendation?
Okay, this is Richard. Thank you for reminding me that I can't do what I just promised to do. So if you can take care of that, Grace, that would be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
If it's okay with this body, I will forward this motion. It passed by 14-6. Am I correct?
Hello.
I'll just give the totals, and I'll send it out to the PNB. Hello, can you hear me, Richard?
14-7.
It was 14-7, Grace.
14-7. I'll just note the totals, not the roll call. And I will send it out to the PNB, and I'll also send it to Mitchell Cohen, who can distribute it to the WBAI LSD. All right. Now, Arlene, can you read your recommendation?
Grace, one question. Your timer needs to ask, how much time are we putting on this?
What time is it now, Sean?
It is, by Pacific Standard Time, 7:40.
Okay, so we're going to give this 15 minutes, because then we have a time certainty on this meeting at 11 p.m.
Okay.
Eastern Standard Time, so we'll end discussion of this 5 minutes before that so that we can set a date for our next meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Jamie?
Point of information.
Jamie with a point of order.
Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
I believe you can go later because we didn't start promptly. We started at 8:18 on my time.
Well, would you like to suggest a time?
If it's 10:40, why don't we discuss it for half an hour?
All right. Does anyone want to second that?
I'll second that, George.
All right. Is there any objection to discussing this item for a half hour?
Wendy has a point of order.
Okay.
I mean, a point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Wendy.
If we were to not discuss this item right now and discuss the next one, what would that item be on the agenda?
Acknowledgement.
Really? Okay. All right, well, okay.
Point of information, this is Richard.
Yes.
I just got knocked off the call, and I don't know if you heard what I said at the end of my. Thank you, Grace, for reminding me that I couldn't do what I said I was going to do.
No, I heard that. We fixed that all. I'm going to send it out.
Okay, you're good. Thank you.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. There is one other important thing we need to do, and that is to go over any logistics having to do with the in-person meeting, any details. But we can do that before we adjourn this meeting, as that will be a short item, won't it, Wendy, a minute or two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so why don't we begin. Arlene, can you please read?
If you could how about if one of the board members puts this motion forward?
Well, why don't we have Arlene give it as a recommendation, then somebody can move it as a motion.
Yeah, and did we? I'm sorry.
This is Sandra. May I be on the deck?
Okay, first,
this is your
Arlene,
timer.
Are you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, so let Arlene. This is a recommendation coming from our executive director. Why don't we let her put it forward?
Madam Chair, I just want to be sure. We agreed to 30 minutes?
Yes, there was no objection to that.
Okay, I just wanted to be sure. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, I will read this, and I want to just preface it with the fact that this was developed in concerted effort with our CFO and our legal counsel and myself. And our concern is over the fiduciary responsibility of this organization, meaning the national board and the national office. And this is the recommendation. The Pacifica Foundation Revenue Control and Accountability Pacifica National Board Proposal. First point, all station and other revenue, including restricted, lockbox, PayPal, unrestricted support, capital, and other sources, shall be deposited in the National Office Bank account. Second point, by the first day of the month, National will transfer the monthly budget allocation for each of the five stations and the archives into their operating account. Third point, the National Office will make arrangements with each station and the archives to establish a contingency fund to handle unexpected expenses. That is the recommendation.
Okay. Would a board member like to move this as a motion?
I'll move.
Okay. Would anyone like to second it?
Second.
All right. Now
yes,
we'll have
please.
Some discussion. I believe we have Sandra, yes. And who else is on the stack?
Lizette.
Okay.
James,
Sandra.
Jamie.
Sean.
Jamie. Sean.
George.
Okay.
Leslie.
Okay.
Jim.
Okay.
All and right, Wendy.
So, okay. Very good.
Rico.
So we'll start with Sandra.
Should we start with Wendy, who made the motion?
That's a good idea.
If she wishes to be on the stack first, do you?
Wait, did I? Okay. Well, if I made the motion.
Okay, let's have Sandra go first, and we'll just have Wendy be on the stack later. Sandra?
Okay. I just want to strongly urge to consider passing this tonight. This is something that our auditors have recommended in order to correct reporting issues with the foundation's money. It's very clean, concise, and it will solve future problems, and it will support our national office, our executive director, and our CFO. National office needs to be in charge of the money. It can be down to the stations as needed. The business managers need to be able to know that they report to the national office. This sums it up so beautifully. I can't speak any further to that other than to say we need to do this and we need to do it tonight. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra. Next is Lizette.
I don't believe we. Thank you, Chair. I don't believe we need to do it tonight. This is making policy from the hip. I just heard the ED say that we are in consultation with a concerted effort on the part of the CFO and the General Counsel. She's come up with these recommendations. I haven't heard anything about the General Managers and the Business Managers involvement in this. And you know something? We should be sharing the is it the management letter we keep referring to? We should be sharing that with the stations. And I know that I took the auditor's report to our local station, but I'm not sure if other people did it in theirs. We should not be making such decisions without the input of the local stations. More than that, one of the things that I've been accused of is to undermine the autonomy
of the local station board, what I mean, whatever little they have. I will not support this motion unless I got it from the general managers on a whole that they buy into this. I would urge that we put it on hold.
Okay, now it's Nia. All right, thank you, Nia. I'll put you on the stack. Next is Sean.
I don't mind taking care of this and doing the structural things to fix the material weaknesses within our financial setup. That's all fine and good, but I have to tell you, folks, one of the ways that you fix the problem, and by the way, before we can fix the problem, we need to know all the facts, okay? Because you can't really fix the problem until you know what actually happened. But one of the ways that you fix the problem is you hold people accountable. And right now, I'm not hearing about that anywhere in the mix. And you talk about not wanting to give this foundation a black eye. This email has been on every electronic bulletin board within Pacifica. And if we don't move effectively and show all of our subscribers and all of our funders that we don't tolerate this behavior, to call it gross negligence and then say, but we shouldn't dig any deeper, is unbelievable to me. And it is a complete failure of our fiduciary duty as a board to get to the bottom of this and, yes, put in these structural reforms. But come on, folks, we got to know what happened. We need a timeline. We need to know the chain of events. And we as a board
Sean, this is out of order. Just the motion itself on the largest.
Okay, you know what? I can vote for this, but this doesn't clear up the problem. This is not the end of the solution.
I gotcha. But let's just discuss this in a vacuum. As policy, not related to any particular...
Well, then I'm against it, because you know what it is? We're shooting from the hip. We are rushing this policy. We're rushing it without knowing all the facts. Now I'm against it. You want to cut me off on this? Then I'm against it.
Okay, no, I understand. I understand, Sean. That's
Grace,
fine.
Point of information, did anyone read the motion?
Yes, yes.
The whole
Arlene
thing?
Read the whole
okay,
thing.
Okay, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next
this,
on the stack is Jamie.
Grace, do you have me on the stack?
No, I'll put you on the stack, Wendy.
Thank you.
And
okay.
Do you have Leslie on the stack?
Yes. Okay, so we have Jamie, George, Leslie, Jim, Wendy, and Nia, and Kathy.
All right.
I was on. Did you say Susan?
Okay, I don't know where you were on, Susan. I'll put you over after Leslie. Okay, so here you go. Jamie is next.
Okay, thank you, Grace. And thank you, Arlene and LaVarn and Rick. Ricardo, for putting this together. I have a few questions. I kind of do feel like we need to think about this a little bit, but I certainly agree that something needs to be done. The point's been made multiple times on national finance calls that, one of the reasons we don't get great and super clear reporting is that the reporting from stations to national office is either not timely or, this problematic. And as a result, we really, on the national board, we really don't know exactly how much money we have or what our income is or all these other things that we really have to know in order to do our duty and do our job to make policies to make sure that the foundation remains solvent. So I do believe some change has to occur. The current system doesn't work. And as somebody has pointed out before, the fact that the reporting relationship from the station business managers to the national office was weak, that was pointed out by our auditor last year as a material weakness, something that really could, what that means is money could disappear or could be mishandled and we wouldn't know. That's very serious. The people that handle the money really need to be accountable to one place. To have various accountability centers regarding our money is truly a problem, and I'm glad that that our new management is taking this on. Let's see. I have a couple of questions either for Arlene or LaVarn or Ricardo. Did you guys ever think of a less, somewhat more moderate approach to this, which this is I mean, this actually brings up a lot of issues. I actually don't know how it works. Does National Office receive bank statements for every bank account that every station and unit holds? Do you guys receive monthly bank statements?
No.
So you don't receive the basic information. You have to get that information from a business manager.
You have to get
correct?
That from the business managers, and much of it is not forthcoming. They give us a report on what the information is.
Right. Is it possible? I mean, what would have you considered a policy whereby the National Office gets bank statements for everything, so you guys can make your reports from the raw data and don't really have to go through the business managers in that way? Or is that
have you thought about how many bank statements that would mean? Double reconciling once by the business managers and then turning around and having them reconciled here.
Okay, so that's the reason why that. I'm just, you know, I'm.
Yeah,
just,
I understand. I'm not objecting to your question, but
that's the.
We don't have there. A huge financial staff, and so we need to make this as simple and as foolproof as possible.
Gotcha. So basically, this would restrict our. We wouldn't have. Would we have? Okay, so under this policy, stations would have bank accounts, but the revenue would come to National and then go back to the stations. Is that correct?
Right. And the way it would be set up is there would be an account in each city that the stations would deposit their money into. So the money would be going locally, but it would be a deposit-only account from that standpoint, and then the National Office would transfer money from that account to the station's operating account.
Okay, oh, that's very helpful. Yeah, that helps me understand this. And let's see, do you guys, one last question, how many independent or quasi-independent accounts does Pacifica have that the National Office does not receive bank statements for at this point in time?
We don't even know. That's one of the problems. There is no way for us to know.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, next person is George.
Yeah, my understanding was that, in fact, our previous CFO actually had access to the money at all the stations and would, in fact, was able, in fact, to withdraw money with or without the approval of the local general manager, without the approval of the local general manager, and did, in fact, transfer money around. And so I'm a little bit confused about why that's not available now. So that's one question. The other is I have some others about how this would actually work. What would be the function of the local business managers? I mean, it seems to me as though we're replacing five business managers at five stations by a central office doing all of that. So somebody there has to deposit the local account, deposit things into an account, which there's a sort of physical problem of, you know, if they get checks in Houston, well, they're going to mail it somewhere. I suppose that could happen. I don't quite see. I don't see what the local business manager's function is going to be, and would we be thinking in this terms of maybe eliminating those positions? So that's a couple of questions, I'd like to get the floor back after I get the answers.
Could I answer that, Arlene?
Sure.
Can I answer? Levine would have to set up a foolproof system based on any action that the board may take tonight. That would come back to you in a much more specific form. There's a lot of work that LeVarne has to do in terms of devising a foolproof system. With respect to rushing it and people feeling that, you know, it's being rushed, well, our auditors have told us this for over a year, for one. And then we had a $375,000 check that went missing, which is a reason for urgency. But as far as the business managers would pay the bills, They would make sure that they spent money according to the budget. They would make financial reports to the general managers and to the national office. They would deal with the national office on any unexpected expenses. These are just things that I can think of that the business manager would do. So, no, it would not replace the business manager. One function of the business manager perhaps may change, and that is deciding how to spend the money that is deposited in that station's account. They're going to have to live within their budget, the budget, in other words, unless the National Finance Committee feels otherwise. Nonetheless, I would suspect that any money that's raised by each station would be credited to that station. And that station would know how its money is being used. But if there is, if the CFO moving money from one station to another, it will be accountable. There will be accountability behind it.
Okay, George, did you want to ask a follow-up question?
Well, actually, I wanted to make a motion. I do want to ask a follow-up question. I still don't get why one can't simply send the bank statements to the national office.
I know.
And my question about, doesn't the national office now have the capability of taking money out of a local account for the stations? I know that was done in the past. I know it was moved around in the past. Why is that not possible now? I really don't understand that at all.
Well, basically because the money is being deposited in six different accounts, and there's six different people that have access to whatever money is deposited there, and the national office does not.
I thought the national office did. That's really what I'm asking.
That's why this motion is before you, because it doesn't. As I understand it.
Lavarna's on the account.
That's my understanding. I'm going to make a motion to postpone consideration of this until the next public meeting, because
if it is George, then you're just verifying that you want us to do that.
I do want you to do that. That's not an issue. The question is whether this change in structure is well advised and necessary, and I don't have any problem with the national office being in control of the money. It's really one pot. It really needs to be in control of the money. It's okay to move it around. I want to be clear about that. My understanding is that's already possible, and I'm not really clear about what the differences here would be. And I also kind of agree with Luzette that I'd like to talk to the general managers and the business managers locally and get a little clearer about it and see what their feelings are and thinking is about this. So I'm going to move to postpone this consideration of this until the next open meeting.
Second, pending discussion with the local station.
Well, the motion to postpone is till then, and we can do what we want about that. But
second.
Okay. Is there any objection to
point of information?
I'd like to move to amend.
Point of information.
You can't amend a postponement.
Wait a second. First, Susan's point of information.
Will this cause any problem with the auditor? Is the auditor expecting prompt action by the board?
Yeah.
No, Susan. The answer is no.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of Leslie, and I'd like to move to amend.
Okay, go ahead, Leslie.
I'd like to make the next consideration of this in February, the February open meeting, because our LSB has already met, and I would like to talk with our LSB about this before we go there.
Okay. Is there a second for Leslie's motion?
Opposed.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
Just a point of information, Grace. This is Nia. Point of information.
Yes.
Or something. The auditor has not completed the audit yet. Right, Arlene? So what I'd like to propose...
Am I on now?
Yes, you're on.
Hearing me?
What did you say, Arlene?
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, we hear you.
I'm sorry, I had muted it for a second because the other phone rang. No, he has not completed the audit yet.
Okay, so based on that, I'd like to postpone and just ask him for his cooperation. Now that we'll have 2 years' worth of history from the auditor, to postpone until we get this management letter and come up with a comprehensive process. So that's what I'd like to add to what George just said. Rather than
So we have a motion, George's motion to postpone with two amendments, two substitute motions. One.
Thank you.
One, the latest one is by Nia, who wants to postpone this discussion about this recommendation until after the audit report is completed and there's a comprehensive plan, I guess.
Point of information?
Second.
Set of recommendations.
Great.
Okay, go ahead. What is the point of information, Wendy?
So we're asking to postpone this until we have a new board in who doesn't know what we're talking about?
Yep.
That's
I don't
right.
know about that.
Absolutely.
We have to do that at some point.
Okay, so now...
Rich didn't exactly word that
okay,
correctly
did somebody,
what I said.
Okay, to refresh my memory, Nia's second substitute motion, did anyone second that?
Yes, I seconded it.
Okay, all right, very good. So now...
Great.
Is there any objection?
Great.
Yes, I object. Great. This is George. So that's the
point of information, Madam Chair.
I do too.
Okay. Yes, Nia.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Great.
Wait a second. Nia asked to be recognized first. What is it, Nia?
I wanted to add the local station board, the business managers, and the auditor's final audit report.
Okay, it's a little late. I mean, your substitute motion was already moved and seconded. And we can't, I know you want to add, but we can only have a motion and two amendments. So the amendments already belongs to the body. That'll have to be done later. Now, Rico has a point of information.
Yeah, when is this audit going to take place?
Arlene, when is the audit report?
It's in process now, and I have not been given a date for the final report.
Okay. I mean, can we get an approximate? I mean, are we talking about days, weeks, months, what?
Not months, but I'm not sure whether it's days or weeks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. So, we're going to take a roll call vote on Nia's substitute motion to postpone consideration of this recommendation that's now a motion of the PNB until after we've received the auditor's report and detailed recommendations have been made. Okay.
Point of information
yes,
before
Kathy.
The vote. My understanding of the motion was that we were going to get a detailed process of how this proposal will work. Was that what Nia? Is that what you had asked for?
Yes, because normally the auditor will make recommendations. So based on that, and after speaking to the local station boards and the general managers, then we can come up with something. I think it's more organized that way, and it's better thought out.
Okay.
I'm only the audit committee chair, so what the heck.
All right.
Let's take a
vote on that.
I really need clarification, if I may.
May I say something
go ahead, Kathy.
Before the vote?
I can't hear you. Is that Jamie?
No.
That was Ricardo.
Okay.
Yes,
sorry, Ricardo. Can you speak a little more loudly?
Yes, I will. Just a second. Let me get on my handset. I would just caution the board that we have two instances here of serious, what I would consider serious financial neglect. One is that $375,000 check at KPFA, and another one is a $200,000, $1 million pledge with a $200,000 deposit that's been made on that pledge in D.C. The board does know that we have reporting issues from the local stations, and management has told you that they don't have control over the finances. I would just urge you to deal with this matter as soon as possible, however you wish to do so, because we do have a serious problem, and it's shown up in important ways.